Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to get up. Saturday morning, Lou Manfredini is standing by.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
First time caller, long time listener.
It is time to start the day.
How do you clean a wooden kitchen floor?
And Lou's here to hold your hand and walk you through it.
Latex silicone or siliconized latex?
Together, we can change the world. And if that doesn't work, at least he has your leaky faucets and drafty windows covered. Here he is now, your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Last night I had a dream.
Yeah, I'd like to change your world as it pertains to your home. That's just about it. 877-2134-LOU. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name's Lou Manfredini. That's our phone number. 877-213-4568. How can I help you this morning? For those of you that celebrate Easter, happy Easter weekend to you. I hope that it's a joyous holiday for all of you, and that the weather cooperates, and that we can all continue to be safe and sound in this world of the emerging pandemic. And it's nice to have you with us this morning. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. A nice good morning to Lindsay and to Don Kleppen and Mark Carmen, who drew a short stick this morning. How are you?
Good morning.
All? Good morning.
This is the big stick, Lou. Thrilled to
big
be here.
The big stick. Nice to have you all with us this morning. Carmen, you stayed up late last night to watch baseball and basketball and all that good stuff?
I did. I had to go late night last night. You know, little baseball. We've been missing it. Great night for the White Sox, Lou. They look good.
Wow. That's awesome.
The Bulls did not look so good. They were scuffling along.
Yeah, well, nice to have you with us. We'll chat a little bit later on this morning, and all of you this morning, too, how can I help you? All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. We're going to talk a little bit about, I got a really cool Noodaloo 2 that you can get really interesting wood finishes on your walls by just sticking them on there, which is amazing. And that'll be coming up a little bit later on this morning. And then we're also going to be talking about, you know, even though we are getting out of the pandemic, I pray that that is true, as more and more people get vaccinated, for those that choose to do that. But also the wiping down and the cleaning, that stuff still needs to happen. And we've spoken in the past about a product called Micro Gold, which is a new product that is proven to kill COVID-19 on contact after you let it sit there for about 3 to 5 minutes. I'm going to talk once again with the owner of the company, and we're really going to dive into the science behind it and how it works. And quite frankly, if you're a business or whatever that is constantly trying to you're trying to reopen, get more people back, you know, to you, then you got to start using this stuff because it doesn't stink to high heaven. Some of the stuff that's out there is just so harsh when you spray it that it's really problematic. Like, you can't even breathe sometimes when you go into that. So that'll be coming up a little bit later on. But let's get to your phone calls this morning. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's start things off with Dana this morning. Hi, Dana. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. So this is my situation. I am getting new vinyl siding. I need a new chimney cap. And my question is, should I also get the chimney cleaned at the same time? My house is 40 years old, but probably in the last 10 years I haven't had a fire in the fireplace. So I haven't been using the fireplace.
Right.
But that's my question, is while they're up there doing the chimney cap, should I also have them clean the fireplace?
I mean, the fact that you haven't had it done in a long time, it certainly makes sense that you would. Why not just, I mean, it isn't a huge uptick on the price to have that done, but then you know for sure, and you can write down on a calendar and say, okay, this is all done, there's no damage, everything's good. Does this fireplace only service a, does the chimney only service a fireplace?
Right, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. Okay. The furnace vents a whole different place.
Right. If it were me and I was doing it, my suggestion would be that that's what you do.
Okay.
All right.
If it were you, would you also pay for it for me?
But you know what? It's funny, Dana, there's something wrong with your connection. I can barely hear you now. Well, did they give you a price of what it would be to clean it?
Oh, no, I haven't even done that yet.
Oh.
I just contracted for the siding, and he said to contact someone, because they don't do chimney caps.
Right.
And he said, you know, get a chimney cap before we do the siding.
All right, so you know, one of our fine sponsors here that does really excellent work is a company called Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling, but they've been around in the chimney business since the 60s, and if you go to cleanfireplace.com, you can actually schedule an appointment right there, or you can call them. The phone number's there as well, and they're probably the best in the business when it comes to doing all that. So that is absolutely what I would do this morning. All right, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Have a question for Lou?
Well, I've got a problem from that cold snap we had. My heater went out.
Now's the time to call.
I have a 20-year-old granite countertop, and I was just wondering how I would deal.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live right here.
And that laminate floor is going to shine like the top of the Chrysler building.
And right now on House Smarts Radio.
Well, I'm working on the building.
By the way, our first caller this morning was sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. Bathfitter.com/Lou. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Wally calling in. Hey, Wally, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
My question is, I had a deck built last November out of treated lumber. Would this be the right time to seal it?
Yeah, actually, it would be great. How did it hold up during the winter?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, I shoveled off the snow every time it snowed so it wouldn't, you know, pile up on it and stuff. So, it looks just like it did last November. So,
here's what I would do with this. How big of a deck is it, Wally?
16 by 18.
Okay. In a perfect world, you could take a pressure washer to it, but you'd have to be very careful you don't damage it. Or are you going to do this yourself, or are you going to hire somebody?
No, I'm going to do it myself.
All right. Then if you're going to do it yourself, these are the two products I want you to buy. Penafin is going to be the semi-transparent oil-based stain that you're going to use. And they also make a deck wash product that you're going to put in a bucket. It comes in a bottle, and it's like chips, okay, that you're going to dissolve in warm water and use a deck brush to just brush. I'm really more concerned about the surface of the decking and any flat surfaces facing up into the, to the sun. And with that cleaner, the fact that it's only a November build, you don't really have this. There's this phenomenon that happens with wood as it gets older called wood sheen, where it tightens up a little bit and it's hard for the oil to soak into that wood. You're going to scrub it with a deck brush, rinse it off with a hose, give it a couple days to dry, and then with the rosewood oil-based deck stain that is Penafin, you're going to back and forth brush that on, and then you'll do a few boards. You'll come and wipe it with a rag again, and it'll be the best finish, in my opinion, that you'll put on this deck, and it'll look great.
Okay, now does it have like a color to it? Or
it does. So it has tints to it, and when it come, and this is there's a bunch of different opinions as to how you should protect your wood decking. Or any kind of exterior wood decking. In my opinion, my experience has been that you want a semi-transparent stain with a color, because the color is what protects the wood. It's the, you know, it's like an umbrella from the sun. And the Penafin comes in a bunch of different shades, depending on what color you want it to be. If you, if you're looking for just a clear finish, honestly, that won't protect the wood, and the clear finishes just sit on top of the wood. And my experience has been that they just peel away. They trap dirt and causes more maintenance issues year after year than a semi-transparent stain.
Okay, so this is called what? Penafin?
P-E-N.
Okay.
O-F-I-N. Penafin is the name of the manufacturer. And you got to go to an independent dealer. It's not something that you'll buy at a big box store. So if you go to their website, penofin.com, you'll find a dealer network, dealer that sells the stuff.
Okay, so they have a Penafin has this deck wash. You scrub it with a deck brush and hose it off, let it dry.
Couple days.
Get this Penafin semi-transparent with a color, and they get different colors.
And their product, Wally, you've got a brush on. You don't roll it on. So it's a little bit more work on the application, but long-term, it's going to be a much better situation for you for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Chuck calling in from New Jersey. Hey, Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I listen to your show just about every Saturday. My wife sends me home for bagels, and I listen to you for the hour and when I'm out.
That's awesome. What's going on?
I have a quick question for you. My house, the son is buying a house. We had a radon test. It tested at 9.2. I know 4 is usually where you're supposed to be underneath that.
Right.
The inspector that did the test said that, you know, we had a lot of snow, about 20 inches on the ground. We retook the test after that, and it came down to 5.2. I was wondering if there was any coatings that we could put on the basement instead of putting in a pump system that might keep the radon out.
Here's the thing, Chuck. Radon is a real thing, right? It isn't. I know that it's... Yeah. I know that it's odorless. How long have you lived in the home?
They're just buying it. They're moving in about 2 weeks.
This is your son moving in?
Correct.
And does he have any little kids?
He has a one-year-old and another one on the way.
Okay. We are not messing with this at all. We are putting a radon mitigation system in. There's no coating that's going to do anything. I mean, the snow cover certainly can help, and radon levels can vary from day to day, from month to month, but if they are too high consistently, and I mean, this is something you can test again, $2,500 or $3,000 to get that fan to direct that stuff out of there is absolutely money well spent. And you know, it's interesting, right? I was helping my father-in-law, who's 88 years old. This past week, I helped him change out a basement sink in his house that's been there since 1908. And as I was redoing the plumbing, and he's got old lead pipes coming into the place, and he's 88 and has lived in the house since the 60s, right? And raised his family there. And I'm looking at these lead pipes. I'm like, man, if I was going to stay in this house or do whatever, I'd change the water service and whatever. So, you know, there's an argument of, like, he's been drinking that water out of that lead pipe for all these years, and he's as healthy as a horse. God bless him.
Yeah.
But with your grandchildren and your son and your family, we are not messing with this. Put in a radon mitigation system. What we know now, right, what we know now about all this is that we need to protect everybody, and so don't mess around. Get that thing installed.
Isn't it weird, though, that the house next door and the house up the street, because my two daughters live there, don't have any radon at all?
I would tell you that on the surface of that, it's weird, but I can tell you that in the 30-plus years that I've been talking on the radio and helping people out, I have seen that time and time again and seen inspectors. It has everything to do with the topography and the soil makeup, and, you know, it could be that you know, there's a layer of shale over by the house next door, and there's not where, you know, your son's house, your future house is going to be. And so it is common that, wow, this house has high radon levels. This house has nothing. It's crazy. Right. Where you would think it'd be this whole area. And the fact is, there's examples of that, too, where you go into a neighborhood, like, oh, yeah, this whole neighborhood, they all got radon mitigation systems. But don't mess with this, please.
I won't. Thank you, Lou. Have a great Easter weekend, and appreciate the advice.
You got it. Enjoy the bagels. That sounds delicious, doesn't it, Lindsay? Some bagels right now. I love one. I love a good bagel. You know, we were talking about bagels the other day. And we used to get, when the kids were little, my oldest son loved bagels, and we would go get the salmon cream cheese.
Okay, those are good.
Oh.
Those are good.
Cut a little tomato, a little onion, some capers. And you know what's funny is, here I am. I learned something recently. Now, most people, bagel people, are going to say this is funny. Are you a capers person on a bagel?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
When do you put the
capers
on?
Are you kidding me?
When do you
salt,
put the capers
on? I mean, the
on?
Salt of
oh,
the
right,
earth.
Right, right, right. Right. A vegetable that is based on salt. So, when do you put the capers on?
At the end.
Okay.
What do you mean, when?
Okay. So, just like me, right? So, my brother-in-law goes, what are you doing? Put it. He's Jewish, so he's been a bagel guy his whole life. And he goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm making my bagel. Why are you doing that?
Yeah,
he goes, you put the cream cheese, then you put
then
the capers.
Because
it holds the capers. Then
that's
you
a big
put
moment for me right there. That's almost like I'm embarrassed that we're talking about this.
I know. I was the same way. I'm like, I'm a smart guy. I can build a house, and I can't build a bagel properly, right? It was crazy. So anyways, see the things you learn later in life?
Right? I mean, who knew?
What are you doing? I go, I'm making a bagel. I love the everything bagel. Oh, with all the stuff on it, right? With the cream.
Oh, that's the only way to go.
Oh, my God. It is like a salty heaven of life. It's just amazing, right?
Tell me about it, yes.
Oh, my God. Who wants a bagel now?
Now, right.
Right? I totally want a bagel for sure. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, anyway, House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Now back to your favorite fixer-upper guy, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I mean, this is just such a good song. It would make such a great name for a child. Bernadette? Oh, wait.
Oh, hey.
I know a little baby named Bernadette.
That's sweet.
That's such a great... I love that those classic names are... It just evolves, right? With babies and stuff.
Right.
So, Bernadette, beautiful. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Marie. Another good name. Hi, Marie.
Good morning.
How are you? Have you had that name? Have you had that?
Be nice to Lou.
Yeah. Why? Are you not going to be nice to me?
Of course.
Oh, all right.
I'm very kind.
How may I help you?
Well, a couple things. We ran into a little problem when we went to change out our fireplace, our gas logs and our fireplace, and the vent that's supposed to go from the fireplace unit to the outside is no longer connected. And we can't get to, the only way we can really get to it to repair it would be to rip out the roof, part of the roof. So we're wondering, should we go with a ventless fireplace?
Wait. What do you mean? You mean the chimney itself is gone?
Well, it's, you know, the top that you see from the outside.
Yeah.
You can see that. But there, the pipe or the vent that goes from the house up is disconnected.
Oh, so there's an internal chimney inside there, like a metal sleeve or something that's disconnected?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can see it up in the attic. And so, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. After reading about the ventless fireplaces, I'm not sure I want to go that route.
Because?
Because of the carbon monoxide and the... people with allergies and asthma can have problems with it.
Okay, couple observations about that. When I, I in the 90s, late 90s, I built I built a rental property, a five-unit rental building, and we installed ventless fireplaces in every one of the units. And they were the precursor to what's out there now. And never had a problem with them whatsoever.
Great.
Tenant after
here.
But tenant after tenant, where, you know, normally tenants are not as, you know, whatever, you know, we maybe had a problem with an igniter because it had a, back then they all had pilot lights, and that's a thing of the past now. And the new technology that exists now with these ventless units are really, really nice. The flame looks beautiful. The so you're when you talk about eeny, meeny, miny, you know, you could spend the money to vent it. You're still going to do a gas log kit. All that adds up to real money, where if you went with a ventless unit, you could buy it, slide it in, and you're done. I think that there are way less problems with it for you than you think, and it definitely would be something to consider, in my opinion.
Okay. Okay. That's a, I like that, because we had the fireplace man out here couple days ago, and he didn't realize that it wasn't connected. He said, I usually always check up just, you know, in an attic to see, and he hadn't. And so we knew, because we'd been up there, who disconnected it? Who knows?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Right.
And animals, none, my kids didn't ever go up there. Okay, one other quick question, if you have time.
Of course.
I have a long crack on my ceramic tile in my kitchen. It's about 12 feet long. Now, is that because it's sinking, or is it something pushing up from the crawl space?
Well, I mean, it could be one of two things. You know, that crack, if you have a crawl space, it's potentially that, you know, if there's a beam or some support underneath that floor, if the floor is sagging a little bit, yet the beam is staying firm, that could be where the crack is coming from. Or or it could be the exact opposite, that the beam is sinking. I mean, you kind of need to orient yourself with that crack in the floor as to what, you know, what is going on. Now, that could be a sign of structural issues. You hear me talk about the folks at PermaSeal. They do this, that they can come out there. Or people, you know, there's a company called Basement Systems that does this as well. But PermaSeal would be who I would contact to at least come and evaluate it. It won't cost you anything to have them come out and take a look. All right.
Okay. And I do have tiles left from 25 years ago.
Oh, really? Well, they won't do the floor, but they'll figure out what's going on for the structure. And you could you could definitely call them there about that as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Ian calling in Rockaway Beach, New York. Hey, Ian.
Hey, Lou, love your show.
Thank you. What's going on?
Listen, okay, I have a question about the pavers in my driveway, some oil-stained pavers. I tried power washing them. I think it's kind of soaked in a little deep, so I don't know if you have a product you recommend for that.
How old is the? How old are the pavers?
10 years.
And how many are affected?
Maybe 12. 15.
All right, so
like
you've tried everything at this point, and you just, even with a pressure washer, can't get it out. So now it's time to flip the stones.
Oh.
Because the backside, the backside is the same as the front side, but it shouldn't be stained. So if you can shimmy, can shimmy one of them out with a couple of putty knives, you know, that first one is difficult to get out. But once you get that first one out, and you can take the other ones, flip them, clean them up, they're going to have a little bit of a different color, but that will blend in, and it's a quick little trick that when you just can't do, you know, you just can't get the oil stains out, works really well.
That is a great trick. I wouldn't have ever thought of that. That's amazing.
you know, I'm on the radio here. You know, I don't just make this stuff up.
No, you have the authority there on this stuff. I got you. But one more quick one.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking of stuccoing some of the foundation of my house, just in the back, like a thin coat, but there's some paint on parts of it. Is it necessary to get that paint off?
So you just have a like a what do you got, a block foundation, or do you have a concrete foundation?
Yeah, it's a concrete foundation. The one part of it's concrete, part of it's block in the very back.
And you're gonna just gonna put the stucco right onto it.
Yeah, I want to put like a thin coat of stucco because there's some cracking that I wanted to do the stucco and then maybe put some dry lock paint on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you're just looking to spruce up that look because what would be...
Yeah.
So what would be the preferred, like if you were a stucco guy, and let me ask you this, how much of a, what are we talking about, 2 feet, 3 feet?
No, more like the whole back, which would be about 17 feet, and then going back. So I'm going to say about maybe 25, 30 feet of it altogether.
If you want to do this the right way so that stucco hangs on, get some hardware cloth and or chicken wire. Actually, chicken wire would work. Mm-hmm. Chicken wire would work. And mechanically fasten the chicken wire to the wall.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now I've got something for the stucco to hang on to along with the stone. Now you're going to put a little bit thicker layer at first, mm-hmm. right? But then you're going to you want to get that as flat as possible. A, you can go right over the little spots of paint here and there. But what worries me is if you're going to stay there for a long time without that wire backing,
mm-hmm.
a year from now a chunk's going to pop off because it just doesn't have enough to grab to it. Now, if you went with if you go with a synthetic stucco that's more of an adhesive base, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's a little stickier, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit more difficult to use than a traditional masonry stucco, but it's stickier, and when you do it the right way, then it's water. You know, it almost becomes like a vapor barrier too, which can be helpful in a situation like that.
That's what I'm doing it for too, right? Yep.
I personally like the cementitious stucco because it breathes and does a better job.
Oh, okay.
So if it were me, I would use that chicken wire on there and put that on first and then scratch coat over the top of that. And I think you'll get a better finished product when you're done. Thanks so much for the phone call. Appreciate it. All right. We need to take a quick break. What are you looking at me? Why are you saying, what was that look?
Nothing.
Oh, it was. Oh my gosh, she was scared me for a second. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
There is a 70-year-old farm truck that is cranking out some delicious pizzas in Jasper, Indiana. You heard that right. Kyle and Jamie John run Wood Capital Pizza, a new business venture for the couple, which kicked off with the purchase of a 1952 Chevy flatbed farm truck that has since been transformed into a food truck with the help of Kyle and his dad. The idea originated after Kyle and Jamie took a trip to Las Vegas and ate their first wood-fired pizza at Wolfgang Puck's restaurant, a dining experience that had such an impact on the couple that they started to seek out wood-fired pizza specifically, until one day they decided, why not make their own? After thinking it over for a couple years, Kyle dove in and bought the old Chevy, a purchase that offered their business both novelty and affordability. Instead of buying and installing a traditional brick oven, which would have been a pricey route, they got a portable wood-fired oven that has accompanied the couple on camping trips, social events, and is soon heading to Jasper's downtown Chowdown, a local farmer's market filled with a variety of food trucks and vendors. The Johns are excited to share their love for wood-fired pizza with the rest of their community, as well as to continue to perfect their pies. Their latest crowd favorite? A pistachio pizza. Sounds nuts, but it works! And so does Wood Capital Pizza, made possible by Chevy. Find new roads. This truck sure did.
She's got the whole Chevy thing in there, right?
She's good.
Yeah, right.
She's
that's my
good.
Daughter, Carmen, by the way. I need to start saying, this is Carmen with another farm story.
Oh, that'd be nice. Join the club, Carmen. I'm right there with you.
Well, you know, I don't want to overtake everything. All right. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Bob, who's in New York. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
My question is, my daughter has carpeting, new carpeting that she had laid down in her house. Okay, the problem is she has a washer and dryer on the upper floor, and she wants to get a new washer and dryer. The only problem is with that washing machine, they're telling her that there's water backed up in that washing machine. And when they take that washing machine out, it's possible that it could ruin the rugs or get all over the rugs and spoil the new rugs. Is there a way that you could take that washing machine out without that water being spilled all over the rugs?
Well, we need to... Okay. Yes. Like, if you open up the lid, do you see how much water's in there or no?
I tell you, it's my daughter's house, and I don't know, but I think when you lift up the lid, I had one taken out of my basement, and I didn't see any water underneath the lid, but when they do take it out, there is water that went all over my basement floor.
Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of residual water because there's a trap in there. Okay, so if we open up the lid and you don't see water, okay, so like, okay. the tub is empty. If you want to get all the water out of there, let me ask you one other thing. This is a front-loading machine? Oh, excuse me, is it a front or a top?
So, but I don't know.
A top loader, I'm sorry. Okay, my point is the front of the washing machine, that metal panel, if it's a top load, there's typically two screws, maybe three screws at the bottom that come out, and that whole front panel comes off. And once you do that, now you see the tub, and you see the drain hose that leads to ultimately the, you know, into the sink or wherever it goes. If you disconnect that connection point right there, which is typically either a spring clip or a hose clamp, and you put a little, you know what works really well in that situation is a paint roller tray. You know how it's nice and thin at the one end? And you can get it in there, and you put it right underneath the connection point. You loosen that up, and you let the water pour into that. Because there's probably a quart of water being held, not even that, and a roller pan would hold that much water. Now we've gotten all the water out. We make sure it's out of the hose. We dump that in the sink or wherever, and now we get a new washing machine. I mean, it's not, it is, a little bit of water is not going to ruin the carpeting, right? You know, we're not talking about gallons and gallons of water, but if you're concerned about it, this absolutely would work.
Okay, now, Lou, this panel that you're talking about on the
front of the
washing machine.
Yep.
You don't have to go underneath. You don't have to like lift up the washing machine or anything like that.
You got
to
get down on your. You have to get down on your hands and knees because you'll see there's a couple screws, as I mentioned, at the bottom. So you know you may lean it back. You know you could lean the thing back and put a block underneath it. So now you can see the screws. They're typically either a hex head or a Phillips head. And it not only screws on, but they've got these little spring clips. So when you take the screws out, you use a little putty knife behind that the edge of it where you see it kicks on, and you kind of pop it, and the whole panel comes off. Since we're replacing it, you don't even need to put the panel back on. Carry it out with the with the washing machine, and you're done. Make sense?
Okay. Okay, so the panel is self-explanatory. You can see it right on the bottom of the washing machine.
You mean the hose?
No, well, the panel that you have to take off.
That panel is the actual front of the washing machine. So whether it's white or whatever, when you're looking at the box, whatever color it is, it's the front of it. And when you expose that, now you're going to see the inside workings of the washing machine. Quite frankly, if you went to YouTube and checked out a video, you could probably find something there. You could probably find specifically like, oh, she's got a Whirlpool this, and you could Google how to take off the front panel, and it'll show you. But it's exactly what I described to you. It's not that difficult.
Okay, that's a big help. Okay,
then you can get all that water out of there and not worry about it. But again, you know, the fact that a little bit of water on the carpeting is not going to ruin anything. But if you're really concerned about it, you absolutely can get it there as well. All right. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. I guess I don't think I have enough time because we're going to have to take a quick break. But what I do want you to know is that you can always find information about this show if you go to our website, housemartsradio.com, stuff that we post, Noodaloo 2s, farm stories. We got to start posting those farm stories maybe, too. That would be a good one as well.
Yeah.
Find another spot over there as well. And then you can also follow us on Instagram at HouseSmarts, where we always have really good information there as well. So this hour of HouseSmarts Radio is over. Thank you so much for listening. There's more on the other side of the top of the hour. Keep listening, keep calling, and we'll be back right after this break.
Saturday morning, right. You're ready to get working.
Here we go.
That's right. You're tuned in to Lou.
Yes, I was just wondering, is this Mr. I'll Come Over and Help Scrape, Prime, and Paint Your Wrought Iron Railing?
And House Smarts Radio.
No, that's coming up later on.
He may not be knocking on your door anytime soon, you know, social distancing, but he sure will help you now over these radio airwaves.
What time are you going to be here?
All you have to do is call. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues,
7:10 in the morning. By the way, this hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Houseworks Daylighting Solutions. 877-213-4-LOU.
When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down.
I got a question real quick before I get to the phone calls. Don and Mark. Are either of you guys, are you taking part of these, any of these online workouts from home, you know, during the pandemic at all?
Sure. Yeah. I've looked some stuff up on YouTube. followed along.
Followed along while you were having cereal? What? I mean, were you doing the exercise?
No, I was doing it too. I was making the effort to engage.
Oh, good. Mark?
I haven't done anything, Lou. I've watched my wife do yoga, I think, once is the closest I've gotten. So no, the answer is
okay.
I think it's great in theory, for the record.
Right. So I was talking a few weeks ago. I was saying how, you know, my wife says I'm weak. And so my oldest son got me, he and his fiance do Peloton. They have one of those bikes. Mm. But evidently they do... they do these workouts, too, that you can do with trainers, where you don't need a bike. You know, they do, like, exercise classes, right?
Right.
So I've started doing them regularly, and actually, I got to be honest with you, they're pretty challenging, and you can do, like, a 20-minute workout, 30-minute workout, whatever it is, and you can do these body weight, you know, things, where you don't need any weights. It's all a lot of push-ups and that kind of stuff. Stuff that a 56-year-old man can't do, right? And these trainers are all amazing. They're like Adonises, right?
Yeah.
And evidently, people who get to know these trainers, so there's this one British guy that, here's the thing that I've learned. I've done classes that were led by women, and I've done classes that were led by men. And as we know, a man cannot move into the same positions that women can. You know what I mean? They're a lot more flexible than us men.
Right.
So I have found for me, and this is just my personal aside, that the male instructors are, you know, more in tune with like what I, and even I can't do half the stuff there. But there's this British guy. His name is Andy. And I just love how the British people speak, right? Yeah. So he's constantly saying, now turn over on your bum. Right, he tells me to turn over on my bum, right? Which is just fun to say.
Right.
And then he's like, now this is going to be a lovely stretch, a lovely stretch. And he's just so expressive. And so then I was talking to Amy, my son's fiance. She goes, oh, that's Andy. And, you know, he's dating somebody. Like, there's a whole, like, Peyton Place with these Peloton people. He's dating another trainer. I'm like, how do you know that? Is there, like, an Instagram page of whatever?
Right.
They're setting it up for the Peloton.
But here's the thing I want to tell the Peloton people.
Totally. You're right.
That whoever is doing the training of the instructors, not in their physical thing, because they're very good, but they're super welcoming and not, like, they're very, if you can't do this, modify like this, you're doing your best, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's very positive. There's somebody in the background telling them to do that. Because, you know, sometimes if you've ever worked with a trainer, come on, Dick, give me 10 more. You know, it's not that at all.
That's good.
So, Mark, I highly recommend.
Lou, what I took out of this is that you would like to play for someone other than a Bobby Knight type. You don't want to get yelled at. That's what I'm hearing.
No, I'm of the generation that got yelled at. That wasn't, I was that generation. I'm so
positive.
The new kids now, they don't like to be yelled at, yeah, right? Those things are a thing of the past.
Yeah, a little shoulder pat, you know, reinforcement.
Roll over on your bum. And I just, like, when do you say the word bum? Nobody says that.
Not in a pleasant, not in such a pleasant context.
Yeah, yeah. And as I'm going, man, it's a guy. And then there's this one that got, this other trainer, his name is Chase, who's like just this stud guy. And I ended up texting my college roommate because he doesn't look anything like my college roommate. But like when he gets done with the thing, he goes, woo! He does like a big woo like that. And my college roommate sounds just like my college roommate. And the whole time I'm laughing because I'm thinking about all the crazy stuff that my college roommate did. He was just a crazy guy. He still is. And I texted him and he thought that was hilarious. So I highly recommend the Peloton workouts.
Nice, nice. Noted. Those sound pretty entertaining.
Are you thinking about being an instructor someday, Lou?
No, no. No, no. I'm just trying not to be weak.
We all strive for that.
Right, exactly. 877-213-4, Lou. 877-213-4568. This is Karen calling in from Glenview. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course.
Can you hear me okay?
100%. What's going on?
Great. Okay. I own a condo, and 2 years after I bought it in 2000, I had a new electric water heater installed. It's a Rheem 50-gallon.
Okay.
In 2016, I had both heat elements replaced, and I had this done all by a local contractor. It's working fine, but I've heard you say that water heaters only last 10 to 15 years, so I'm wondering if I should get it replaced, and if so, who would you recommend I contact?
Where is it located physically in the building?
It's in my unit.
Like in a closet? Like in a closet?
Yes.
Right. And does it also, do you notice, like in that mechanical closet, is it sitting on top of a drain pan, or do you have a floor drain in that place as well?
No, I don't.
Okay.
There's a piping, and it goes out where the piping...
Okay. And just tell me, the total heater age is how old?
2000, so it's 20 years old.
Yeah. I think I would, if it were me, the next logical thing that's going to happen is it's going to spring a leak. Okay. Electric ones, because of the elements, you know, have less of a sediment issue than gas units have, and they can go a pretty long time. But 20 years, I always recommend this to people, you will get a better price changing out your water heater on your terms than in an emergency situation. So now if you get estimates and the plumber says, all right, I can get there on a Tuesday, you know what I mean? As opposed to, I need a plumber right now because I have no water and it's an emergency situation. You're calling in from Glenview. So there's a bunch of different people you could call. Certainly we've got plumbers911.com, which is a collection of really good licensed plumbers in the Chicagoland area. Permaseal also offers plumbing solutions to change out water heaters as well. They have licensed plumbers on staff. And as well as a bunch of the heating and cooling companies that that are on the show as well that do all of that. Dykstra Home Services, Perfect Home Services, American Weather Makers, they all offer those services as well. And what's nice is because you're not in an emergency situation, Karen, you can get estimates. Hey, I've got take a picture of it and show them the room and send them an email. They don't even have to come in if you don't want.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, until they do the work, obviously, right? But if you give them if you say, I live in this building, it's a third floor. I mean, do you have an elevator? Do you have an elevator in the building?
I'm sorry, repeat?
Do you have an elevator in the building?
No, it's a walk-up.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, they're going to need to know all that, and, you know, there may be rules about when you can and can't work at the condo, but you may be able to get a pretty good estimate without anybody even coming to your place, and that way you do it on your own terms, and then you have a problem-free water heating issue moving forward.
Is there value in having someone well-known do it, or could a local contractor do it?
As long as it's a licensed plumber. That's all I'm looking for, right? We want to make sure that it's done safely and that they are licensed by the state of Illinois. And in the case of Glenview, I believe they need to be licensed in that village as well.
Okay. And I just, when I get estimates, I'll find out the range of price.
Correct. And I mean, you know, you're probably, I mean, it's a couple thousand dollars in that range, right? Depending on the size and the installation. Obviously, I don't know the situation of where it's going exactly, but, you know, you're in that, you know, probably anywhere from you're probably anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500. $3,000 would be the really high end.
Okay, and again, the estimated lifespan of a water heater.
Well, the average life in the U.S. is 10 years. Now, saying that, there's plenty of people like you that say he's crazy. Mine's 20 years old. God bless you. You've got no leaks. And electric water heaters tend to last a little bit longer. So.
I'm planning to move in a couple of years. Is it important to replace it before I move?
So here's the thing. When you go to move and they look at your condo and everything else that it has going on in it, right? They're going to be, it's got a nice kitchen, or the kitchen needs to be redone, whatever. They're going to look at the age of that water heater and they're going to say, wow, this thing's 22 years old. So you're on borrowed time right now. And so replace it. Have the peace of mind and know there when you go to sell it, they're going to say, "Hey, this heater's only 2 years old. Awesome, right?" So it'll be an
added value.
Correct.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. I appreciate you calling. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-213-4 Lou, 877-213-4568. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Over the years, much like a fine wine, people age and they gain their knowledge and expertise about their home as they live in it over time.
I have a pocket door that is off the track and I can't open or close it. Thank God it's open so I can get into the bathroom.
Others, like me, need people like Lou.
I got a flat roof that I want to extend the life of it.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live about any questions you have about your home.
We got a cast iron sink and it has more scratches on it than I have wrinkles on my face.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. What a beautiful day. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Lori calling in from Queens. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on? How may I help you?
Oh, okay. I have a garage with a cement floor, and I'd like to know, should I repaint it? What would be the least expensive way, I guess, to repaint, or should I lay down some flooring?
And tell me, do you park the car in the garage?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and what is the, you know, the general condition of the concrete? Is it in pretty good shape? Is it full of cracks?
Yeah. No, it's in pretty good shape.
Okay.
Because I've tried to keep it covered with indoor-outdoor carpeting.
Oh, okay. So when you take the indoor-outdoor carpeting off, or have you yet, what is the kind?
I have, and then I replaced it again. And I just said to myself, I wonder if there's something more permanent, or should I just continue to do that?
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of people that have carpeted garages. That's kind of like that's a conversation starter when we finally get out to go talk to people. I mean, you can, how big of a garage is it a single car or two car garage?
One. Just a single.
Okay. I mean, there are some really good epoxy paint systems that if you wanted to, is this something you'd like to do yourself, Lori?
No.
All right. Well, you could hire a painter you'd have to remove everything out of the garage. You'd clean the floor really well. And then there's a couple of epoxy systems out there. Rust-Oleum makes one under their Rock Solid brand that they retweaked a few years ago that actually has a primer coat, which I'm very excited about because I think that it offers the best adhesion and placement inside the, you know, to really give a nice base before the epoxy goes down. And then you can paint it with the epoxy, and they even have these little flakes to put on there to give it a little bit of a texture, so it's non-slip, and it's very easy to keep clean.
Oh.
Now, that, okay. Well, hold on a second. I mean, one thing that I want to tell you, Lori, is that with an epoxy coating, especially living in New York, where, you know, we get weather changes and, you know, you may bring in some snow and ice off the car, it won't, it will be common that underneath where the tires sit, and, you know, when you twist the wheel away, you may get a little lift after a few years in those areas that may mean you have to touch things up.
Okay. Oh, you know what else, Blue? I could lay down like little pieces of carpeting where you park your wheel, where the wheels park. No.
Well, you could. You could do like a carpet square, but keep in mind that when you like when you're pulling into the garage, I mean, if it's a one car and you're not, if you turn the wheel, you're going to turn the carpeting too.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing that that you can look at is that there are also these click together garage floors that are like a tile that are perforated. It almost looks like, there's a product called Sport Court that they use outside for like basketball courts, but there's a garage version that you can buy for a single car garage, click it together, and you would drive on top of it, and it's very durable. If any water or moisture, you know, comes off of the car, it hits the concrete, and then if the concrete is properly pitched out, the water goes that way. There's a company, you may see their ads on TV a little bit, called WeatherTech. They make a garage floor. It's not a inexpensive proposition, but it's a really, really good product. And, you know, it's kind of a permanent one, and it's USA made. That's their big thing at WeatherTech, is all the products that they make are made in the USA. And you might find it to be a pretty useful option for you. It'll cost more than the epoxy paint, but it'll be way more durable. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:30 in the morning, we need to take a quick break for news. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to your host, your handyman hero, Lou Manfredini in House Smarts Radio.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. Poor man's made out of muscle.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. 877-2134-LOU is our phone number. Before we get back to your calls, though, I want to have a conversation with an old friend of mine, Lenny Sciarrino, who is the president, CEO, and co-founder of a company you hear me talk about called Granite Gold, and he joins us on the phone line. Good morning, Lenny.
Good morning, Lou.
So nice to have you back on House Smarts Radio. Now, Granite Gold makes a bunch of terrific products. I use them all the time on my countertops, and you guys are a family of granite countertop manufacturers. We've told this story before, but one of the things that people are hearing a lot on the radio and hearing me talk about is this new line of products that is underneath your Micro Gold name, and it is one that you worked really hard on. And I want people to know more about this product because as we're still in the throes of COVID-19, you have created a product that is, it'll kill COVID-19 on contact.
Well, it'll kill COVID-19, you know, with the dwell time that, you know, the EPA
approves. Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Correct. So, yeah, and with the product, Micro Gold, the multi-axis disinfectant antimicrobial, I think is, you know, it's a hidden gem that a lot of people don't know about. And a lot of people are just using, you know, the standard disinfectants. And what happens is once it dries, it's done killing. So you touch it, it's easily reinfected. So a lot of people are just starting to hear about, you know, antimicrobials and long-lasting effects. And I think we have something very unique and different than anything else out there. Yes, it does have the kill COVID claim as well.
Well, and this is what I think is the real secret sauce about the Micro Gold product. Okay, now everybody, you know, of course, they're like, oh, well, you can use bleach and that'll work. And it smells like bleach and you're practically choking to death from the smell. Now, my producer, Lindsay, and her family, I know I can share this story. They went out to dinner, and this is probably a couple months ago, and it was one of these, you know, where restaurants were trying to, you know, figure out outdoor dining and how to, you know, survive in their businesses, and it was one of those igloo bubbles that they set up. So you know what I'm talking about, right? And the company, or, you know, the staff came in to clean the whole thing, and here she goes in with her husband and her two little girls, and she goes, "We practically choked to death from the smell." Now, you know, in your mind, you're like, okay, they killed everything. It's all disinfected. But now you're trying to enjoy your meal after this chemical smell inside this igloo is there. And with your product, okay, we've got the EPA said, look, you spray this on, you let it sit there for 3 to 5 minutes, it's going to kill everything. But there's no odor that's going to choke you to death.
Correct. And part of the antimicrobial, the Cyquat that's in our product, is actually also an odor eliminator because it suppresses growth. It kills microorganisms, so it, you know, bacteria and viruses as well, especially odor-causing bacteria. But more importantly, you don't have to use it as often, and that's the big key too. Like every time someone sits down, they're wiping everything down as soon as they're done, and it's spraying, and it's like every 30 minutes they're spraying and wiping, and you know it's a disinfectant itself is you know, it's a harsh liquid, so just using it that frequently is not good. And what we do is, so our product is the only one that has both. It disinfects, so it has the immediate kill, but then it puts that biostatic barrier on there. That's the Cyquat technology, and it's positively charged, so it attracts the negative charged bacteria and destroys them. It's what we call a mechanical kill versus a chemical kill, and it continues to keep working, and that's the important part. So you don't have to continue to spray constantly on it. And I think for not just the people that are eating there, but for people that work there, you know, for businesses and
yeah,
keep businesses open, I think this is key for businesses. 100%.
I mean, I was thinking about this when I knew you and I were going to talk this morning, and I thought to myself, if you're a restaurant and you're, you know, as we're slowly opening back up and you know, around the country, you know, it's kind of start and stop, but we're trying to create everybody's comfort level to, you know, get back out there and get back into business and whatnot. It's the Microgold product, and you're not paying me to say this, but the fact that you can spray this on, it doesn't have that harsh smell, exactly what you just said, where it has this residual effect to keep fighting it. You're keeping your staff safe. You're keeping your customers safe. You're making it a more inviting environment, whether it's a restaurant or I was thinking about, like, you know, gyms are opening up again and you're wiping down all that stuff. I mean, you know, my kids are growing up now, and so they're out of the house. We're empty nesters. So we turned our daughter Carmen's room into a little place where my wife mostly does Pilates in there or whatnot. But now every now and then I'll go in and do a little workout. I take the Microgold and I spray it onto the mat, you know, when I'm done working out. And then I let it sit there for 5 minutes and then I wipe it all down. And then, you know, I mean, I'm living with my wife, but I'm thinking that's what kind of set me up. Like every gym should be using this stuff.
You're right. And even that, too, we actually partnered with Victory. They do electrostatic sprayers, and they're doing this huge promotion that they're donating $10 million of discounts on their products to get kids back in school. So we partnered with them to, because spraying electrostatically is another, you know, if you have a business, is a great way to, you don't use as much chemical when you use electrostatic, and the coverage is better as well because it's positively charged coming out of there, so it attracts to everything. So,
meaning that you can take your Microgold product and put it into one of these autonomizer sprayers, and so a school or a business, they can go into the classrooms and autonomize and spray this onto surfaces and not have that harsh smell.
Exactly.
If you're listening, CPS and New York City schools, you guys got to get on this because this is the way to go. We may need you to make it in 55-gallon drums. Can you do that, Lenny?
We already do. We already do.
Right.
The demand's still out there, and the products are sold for consumers in the retail stores. So it's in, you know, CVS's and Ace Hardware's and Lowe's, Menards, and you know, a lot of businesses like that. But then also, you know, we're doing a lot of B2B side of it as well. So we're helping getting business opened. I'm from California, and it's very strict here in terms of reopening. Sure. So they just now in San Diego went to from a purple tier down to a red tier, which meant that gyms are now open, but it's still at a smaller capacity.
Right.
So a lot of businesses have been suffering. You know, so we're hoping that we can help them get open.
Now, with real quick, when you talk about the consumer side of this thing, you certainly your Granite Gold countertop cleaners and your polishes and everything like that are, you know, pH balanced, not to ruin the surface. Can homeowners confidently use the MicroGold product on those same surfaces without having to worry about damaging it?
Yes, that was actually how it was born. Was I was looking for a better solution for countertops to disinfect it, because a lot of those disinfectants were very harsh. Our product is a neutral pH product, and even on the toxicity level, because you still have to register it as a pesticide per the EPA, it's on the lowest toxicity level, so it is safe for stone. That's how I originally found it before everything happened, and
right.
I happened to be working on it, and then store shelves got depleted, and, you know, a year ago, and I was sitting on this, and I got calls, and they're like, "We need help," and I said, "I have something." And
it's, yeah, all right.
Exploded from there.
Tell the audience, let's get them the real 411 on all this. What is the product specifically called? Where can they find it? And then let's give them your website so people can learn more. Not only for consumers, but if you're running a business or institutions, this is my opinion that you really should look into this, because it can be a game changer with keeping everybody safe.
Yeah, so the product is called, it's MicroGold, the brand, and it's a multi-action disinfectant antimicrobial spray. And if you go to getmicrogold.com, you can see, we also have a store located there as well, but some of the major retailers like Ace, True Value, Menards, Lowe's, CVS has it as well. There's some grocery accounts as well that carry the product. So the best thing to do is go to the site, getmicrogold.com, and you can type in your zip code and find a location near you.
And for institutions, if they were looking for larger quantities and they're listening to this, that's something that they could contact you at that website, get a hold of you as well to find out how they would do that.
Yes, you can just use the contact us from there, and you know, you can even go on granitegold.com and register us through there. You'll still find us.
That's awesome. And I think if I remember right, you had some kind of coupon with my name on it too, right? Is that still going on?
Yes, coupon. We Lou made it nice and easy, all lowercase.
We love the loupons.
Yeah, the loupons. I like that. I believe it's set up as free shipping, and
that's awesome.
Which will, I think, be very helpful.
Right, absolutely. Lenny Sciarrino is the president, CEO, co-founder of Granite Gold. It's so nice to talk with you again, Lenny. I want people to know about MicroGold. Go to getmicrogold.com to learn more. I hope you have a terrific rest of your morning.
Thank you, Lou. I always appreciate it.
Now back to Lou. He's taking your calls live right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 877-2134-LOU is our phone number.
I've been a long way from here.
Sonny is in Alsip. Hey, Sonny, you're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I'm a retired union plumber, and I love listening to your plumbing questions on the show. But
that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. But what I have here, I have a 30-year-old Cyclone fence, and is there any primer and paint that you would recommend for it? I want to repaint it.
What's the overall condition of it? Pretty good?
Yeah, not bad. There's rust in spots, you know what I mean?
So take a metal brush, take a wire brush to those spots, right? And then go buy a gallon of Rust-Oleum aluminum paint.
Aluminum.
I'm assuming you want it to be silver again.
Yes.
Okay. So they have this self-priming paint. Now, this is an oil-based product, super sticky, and the fence will look brand new, but you're gonna take a roller, okay?
Okay.
And probably, I mean, you could do a 9-inch roller, but
You're going to need
two. I got time. I'm retired, Lou.
All right. So you're going to, okay. So then in a perfect, so then I want you to get like a little, you know how you can buy the little 6-inch rollers? They're thinner.
Yes.
That's going to help you along the grass area there. And if you want to tuck in a little canvas, you know, drop cloth underneath there, just so you don't get the silver and drip it all over the paint. And then just work both sides of the fence. So as you do a section, right, pole to pole, and you get it done, get on the, once you roll it on there, you'll get some big drips on one side. So kind of reach over the other side or go around the other side and just even it off a little bit by not putting any more paint on it. And that silver gallon of Rust-Oleum goes a pretty long way and will cover the fence really well.
Okay, so I don't have to prime. There's not a, this is all,
it's self-priming. It's self-priming.
Okay.
But you just got to make sure that, Sonny, that you're, you know, just take a wire brush to the rusty spots just to clear them up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you. And I'll be listening for the plumbing questions.
You're,
I love them.
You're good, man. I appreciate you calling as well. Thank you. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Frank in Chicago. Hey, Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, I've got the rough winter lung.
Ooh, can you get right in that phone for me, Frank? It's a little tough to hear you.
Okay, how's this?
Much
better, Lou?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Sorry about that. So anyway, struggled with the ice on the roof like everyone else did this year, and unfortunately, after repairing the last roof leak, I got another one. And so I was looking at the some of the roof, and it looks like there were some cracks in it. The roof is about 20 years old, and it's got some valleys in it. And when I'm up there, I'm pretty careful, but I had some windows replaced, and I think the guys like walked in some of the areas that probably did it. Then again, it's 20 years old. So,
right.
Looking for a recommendation for a roof, but more importantly, I think one of the problems was the gutters, and they leak on the corners, and I was going to see what you recommend. I put some plastic screens on them from Menards, and they seem to get all clogged, and I think that was another issue too.
Right.
So just looking for some help.
Okay, so wait. So I just want to understand what, so you need a recommendation first for a roofing contractor.
It's 20 years old, yeah,
right.
And I think I was looking at it, and I think it's probably about time.
Okay, so a couple things. I mean, you know, depending on the age of the gutters and, you know, the screens and things that you talk about, you know, it may make sense to do not only the roof and new gutters, right, depending on the overall shape. And so that's certainly something you could speak with the roofing contractor about, to do that all, you know, as part of the job. Now, we've got a couple sponsors here. Rogers Roofing is has been around for 50-some-odd years, and they work all over the Chicagoland area, and they have a ton of experience. And that would be one company that you could absolutely contact. There's another sponsor here on the radio station, Lindholm Roofing, another very good roofing contractor, has been around for a long time. You can get estimates from both of them and decide who it is you want to work with. But they'll both do a really nice job. And I'm not a big fan of re-roofs. You know, it's a tear-off situation, in my opinion, especially a 20-year roof, so that they can do any patching and whatever needs to be addressed. At the same time, you can talk to them. If they determine, hey, these gutters are fine, we can just, you know, patch them up so they don't leak, you know, they may be able to provide you with better leaf protection options. One such product is called Leaf Relief, which is an aluminum sieve over the top of it that does a really nice job. And that might be the best way to go for you as well. And between those two roofing contractors, I think you'll be pretty happy with the work. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some... This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There is no
nothing. His giggle still makes me giggle. Welcome back. 877-213-4-LOU. Before we get back to your phone calls, though, you know, I put a list of things together before the show. Don and Mark Carmen, who's in for Joe Brand this morning, of things that, you know, I like to come to my mind during the week that I want to talk about. One was a specific one that had to do with Joe Brand that I guess I'll have to wait till next week. But it involves Raisin Brand, right? You with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Classic.
And so I got to remember to talk about that next week because I have this whole idea. It's yet another T-shirt idea. And you'll see where I'm going with this next week. So you'll have to stay tuned. It's kind of it's what they call in the business a little tease.
Oh, a tease.
But this is some. And so I have here British Peloton guy. We talked about the British Peloton guy. Now I want to talk about the Penny Mustard ads. Mm-hmm. You listen to the Penny Mustard ads on the radio here on WGN Radio. They're not on this show, but the brothers, right? They got the brothers. And then they get this woman, right. Nicole. Not quite sure what Nicole's relationship is with the brothers, but I think she works there. And they do whatever. And so, you know, the brothers, they talk about, and they're funny, right? Like, they're kind of like the Smothers Brothers of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right? Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They really are. They, like, one kind of plays the dumb guy, which I think the one brother who plays, like, the dumb brother, he's probably the smarter of the two brothers. That's my guess. But so they're farmers, right? Do you remember years ago, Lindsay, they were a sponsor, and we did a whole cheese curd thing.
Yeah, the squeaky cheese.
Because one of the brothers has a dairy farm.
Yes.
But this is what I want to understand about them. They talk in one of their ads, we got in our truck, and we left, I think they left Eau Claire or something, and they drove to Milwaukee, and they went into the furniture business. So how do you go from being a farmer... I'm just trying to understand the storyline of, you know what we should do? We should go into the furniture business.
Maybe one of the brothers, maybe one of them was regularly sculpting blocks of cheese into furniture.
Into furniture, right? Yeah. I mean, right? Like, I'm just thinking, like, you were a farmer, right, and you're working on a farm, and, like, they even talk about, like, you know, the Penny Mustard thing comes from they used to have to go in the fields and pick the mustard plants. Because they're a weed, mustard weed.
Right.
And so the whole idea from Penny Mustard, you get a penny for every mustard weed that you pulled.
Oh.
I see.
Didn't you know that? Didn't you pay attention to the Penny Mustard guys? The Smothers Brothers of...
Yeah.
So I am a big fan of comedy in ads. And so they're funny. They're funny guys. But I do want to understand the story of how do we go from farming into... Furniture.
Yeah. Let's get some flashback of Penny Mustard
ads. Right? Like, oh, I used to love when I would sit on the couch and whatever. I don't know. There's just something I need to... Lindsay, we're going to have to talk. We're going to have to either talk to them live or get some information.
I'm hearing versatility, Lou. I mean, if they saw an opportunity, they stepped into it, they said, we can do this, then we can do that. There's no reason to limit ourselves, right?
Right. And that's what I want to know, right? I mean, if you're on a farm and you're growing up on a farm, what do you think the natural thing is? Well, I don't want to be a farmer. I want to be a, I don't know. What is that?
Furniture salesman?
Furniture?
Yeah. Baseball player?
Furniture?
You could be a baseball player, right? Right. There's farmers that were Field baseball players, right?
About Roy Hobbs right now, a little Field of Dreams in my mind here, Lou.
Yeah.
He's always thinking sports. Always thinking sports. All right. Well, let's get on it. I want to know more about from the Smothers Brothers of Furniture. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Bob who's calling in from Joliet. Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. Good morning. Hey, first of all, I want to thank you for turning me on to Wet and Forget.
Oh.
I had some mold growing under my second story eaves. And I use the Wet and Forget, and I tell you, the mold is now gone. So thank you so much.
It's amazing, right? It's really, really good stuff.
Yeah, it took a while, but it is gone. Yeah. And, you know, that was something I could never get to. It's too high up there.
So right.
My question today is windows. I need a couple replacement windows.
Mm-hmm.
And the contractors come out, and they talk about a full-frame replacement. And I keep asking about a pocket window, and everybody seems to steer me away from that. So talk to me about that.
So full frame replacement means that we're going to take everything out, all the trim, all the jam and everything. So what I'm left with is the rough opening that was first created before the window went in. Now, a replacement window, or what you're calling a pocket window, they'll leave all that in, they'll trim out the sash, typically the stop, and then they'll create a window that goes into the existing jam. And what that tends to do, Bob, is that it makes the window a little smaller, right? Because what was now sash and glass becomes more sash, or rather a more jam, then sash, then glass, and it gets a little bit smaller. If your windows are the jam itself is rotted, or there's any, you know, disrepair on there, they may be looking at that and go, you know, we really don't want to put a new window in here and cap it, because we're doing problems, you know, we're just covering up problems that are there. It costs more to do a full replacement, but you tend to get more glass, and quite frankly, I think it's a better job.
Well, here's the problem, Lou. All the window companies come out and say, we have to put a brick mold around the new window when we install it. And I say, well, the other windows that are on the house now don't have brick molding. So I says, you have to put a window in that looks exactly like the windows that are currently on the house. Otherwise, they would stand out like a sore thumb. And they say, no, the window will leak without brick molding. And they go, well, those windows aren't leaking, and they don't have brick molding on them.
Well, what is the, if we're talking about the exterior, what is that exterior trim work around it?
It's cedar, wood cedar.
Oh, just like a one-by?
Yeah, it's a lap cedar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're talking about they have to cut that out a little bigger and put brick molding in, and I go, well, those windows up there now don't have brick molding, so it won't look the same.
The exterior trim of it, that's not super critical. That can really be anything, and in particular, if you're talking about a full frame replacement, right? Now I have the ability to set that window at any depth or any width once I get the window built, and then it can be the exact same window. Now, how many windows are we talking about?
Well, I need two new ones, but there's eight windows in the back of my house, so those two windows
need to match.
Not put in to look the same, out and says, yeah. Hey, you just got new windows right there.
And I'm
don't want this. They're talking about 1.25 inch brick molding going around the new windows, and I says, that will not match what I have.
No. Have you contacted the Gilkey people yet?
Do they do a wood window? I need wood.
They do a fiberglass.
Yeah, wood inside.
They do a fiberglass, and they do a vinyl, and they have one that has a wood veneer on the inside. Now, this is my only thing. If you want wood windows, I have no problem doing a wood window. That's great. It was forever my favorite window. I've evolved into these fiberglass windows because the technology has gotten so much better, and they're just problem free, right? And you can get a finish that looks very similar, if not exactly the same, as what you have on the inside. It's not wood. It's a veneer of like a. It's basically a picture of wood. But if I'm standing here at my counter where I'm broadcasting from and I'm looking at the veneer that's only 3 feet in front of me, it would look like wood. It would look exactly the same as a stained piece of wood. And the beauty about the fiberglass is it can get wet, and if the caulking got loose or whatever, it wouldn't care at all. It's like a boat. So that is just one other option for you. But they absolutely can make the trim look exactly the same. And in particular, if it's, because here's the thing, if you're trying to match the other windows, then this all makes sense, meaning that we need a full replacement so that it matches size-wise. You can't get away with an insert or pocket window because the window will look smaller than the rest, Regardless of the trim, since we're trying to match the other windows.
But
that being said,
we can live without this brick molding.
100%.
The
brick.
Tell them you put the window in without the brick molding, right?
100%. You need a different carpenter.
Okay.
All right. Call Gilkey 888, the number 3 Gilkey, 888-3 Gilkey, and consider their fiberglass window. They can do the trim on the outside. It'll look the same. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Oh, yeah. But first, let's hear from Lindsay and what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Time to let your creativity flow with Pryor Creek's Chicago Faucet Collection, available at Builder's Supply Outlet with names like the Fullerton, Lakeview, Oak Park, or Beverly. Find just the style and finish to complement your kitchen or bath. Swapping out faucets to introduce a brushed brass, satin nickel, or matte black can significantly change up and update the look of any room. 14 different styles, all made with quality materials. It's an easy, affordable improvement you can make. And another reason to stop by Builder's Supply Outlet. You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
I was writing on a TV show, and at the end of this TV show, I checked my bank balance on the ATM, and I had, not to brag, $5,421 in my bank account. And this is how little I know about being an adult. I saw the bank balance on the ATM screen, and I thought to myself, with no irony, I should buy a house. Big house. One of those small $5,000 houses. How is any millennial ever going to own a home? How is any young person ever going to own a home? It's maybe hate old people. I see a few of you in here tonight. I hate you. Because every old person in a city like LA or New York or London is the same. They're like, my house is worth $2 million, but when I bought it in 1981, I paid 11 raspberries for it.
Now back to your host, right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Diane and Darian. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Lou. It's so nice to talk to you. Happy Easter.
You too. Happy Easter. How may I help you this morning?
My daughter is in her first home is a condo. It's an older condo, and her bathroom is in terrible shape. So we're looking at trying to help her. We're going to help her financially a little bit. Change out the bathroom. I mean, the whole thing. It's a really tiny bathroom. You could brush your teeth while you're sitting on the toilet. That's how small it is. But the shower stall, it's got sliding doors. She wants to change to, she doesn't like the sliding doors. She wants to change. So we're looking at some firm that would be able to do everything. I know Bath Fitters would come in, but they only do the bathtub.
Well, and
they're not going to do the vanity and the lights and all that stuff.
They do. Have you spoken with them?
I have, yes. Okay. I asked him. I said, you know, with the toilet, my husband replaced the toilet because it was in really bad shape, but the floor needs to be replaced and all of that stuff. So
I also
have an appointment
with
MegaPro.
Okay.
And I know that advertised all the time on WGN. Uh-huh. So they're coming out to do an estimate also, but Bath Fitters coming out also, but we figured we'd give them a chance.
Sure. Where is your daughter's condominium?
She's in Woodridge.
In Woodridge, okay. I have one other company for you to contact.
Okay, I've got a pen and paper.
All right, so call Cobblestone Remodeling.
Cobblestone, oh, I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 773-661.
661-0606.
And look, bathrooms are, they're actually pretty easy spaces to remodel because while there's a lot going on in a bathroom, there's a toilet and a vanity, whatever, but it's a small confined space and you can transform that pretty easily. Now, the fact that you said it's so small, I don't know that you can make it any bigger, but you can probably make it make more sense and more, you know, whatever, with the size of the vanity or the size of the toilet, things like that. I mean, you don't want to miniaturize it all. You want to make sure that it's certainly a comfortable space to utilize. But this is an area where I think that in any home, to me, the bathrooms are almost more important than a kitchen as far as because it's so, it gets so much use and you want that to be, you know, something that is
comfortable
yeah. and modernized. Right. And, you know, you have all this ability to really kind of dress it up a little bit. So get that estimate as well from Cobblestone so you can understand what's involved. And they're a full service remodeler, not unlike Mega Pros. That can come in there, and then at least you can compare prices, and then you can figure out who you'd like to work with.
Sure, sounds good. Yeah, and she's not going to be the rest of her life in this place, so
right.
we're not, you know, we don't want to make it like a palace, but...
No, but you want to, you know, it's funny...
comfortable.
It's right. funny because my wife and I were just speaking about our home, and if you make good classic choices... as far as finishes mm-hmm. goes, in particular in a bathroom, like if you decide you want to do tile, you can never go wrong going with a white subway tile. It always stays in fashion. It holds up really well. When we redid our home in 01, the two bathrooms we did in subway tile, and it still looks mm-hmm. good, it still looks relevant, and it's 20-some-odd years later, and that's what you want. You want something that doesn't date it. So if she decides to move, right. you know, even, you know, 5 years from now, you know, you don't want to pick some color like, oh, you know, nobody uses those colors anymore, you know. And that you can accent right. it. You could use a sizzle strip in the wall with a blue or pink. Mm. Maybe not pink, but, you know, some kind of color there that accents it all. And it makes it look nice, elegant, classic. You're going for classic style mm-hmm. in particular in a bathroom so that it just continues to look good year after year.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You got it. Good luck, and that's very nice of you to help your daughter with her new condo. That's really cool. All right. When we come back, we have a new Tulu 2. All I'm going to say is you can stick it on the wall and it will absolutely transform the look. So stay tuned.
It's super easy to pick up the phone and have a plumber come look at that leaky toilet. Or to call a handyman when, say, a latch breaks on a door or something. But truthfully, there are so many things we can actually do ourselves that'll save us a heck of a lot of time and a heck of a lot of money. And teach us doing it ourselves ain't so scary. And giving us the confidence to do more. One of my favorite lessons from Mr. Manfredini. Our new Tulu 2 is one of those things that typically can be deemed as a job that might be thought of as best done by a professional. But you can do it yourself, DIY. If you're looking to update or refresh the look of a space in your home, maybe a little spring makeover, whether it's a nook in the kitchen or a new baby nursery, an office, maybe a mudroom, backsplashes too, bookshelf nooks, ceilings, our new Tulu 2, Plank and Mill can help. Plank and Mill is a company that offers these really cool peel and stick planks that you can put just about anywhere. It's 100% reclaimed barn wood, actual wood, that is crafted by hand in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Plank and Mill offers real wood, rustic wall panels that have that peel and stick application, allowing you to easily assemble the accent wall of your dreams. DIY style. The best part? No power tools needed. The installation is really simple as you just peel and stick it. When you reach an edge where a plank needs to be cut to size, you make your mark using like a utility knife to make a couple passes on either side of the plank, and then you snap off the excess. They've got a ton of different styles and shades to choose from based off what your decor is in the space you're doing. They offer a photo gallery online with some inspirational photos, video tutorials, very cool stuff. And you'll be so proud you did it yourself. Prices vary, but very reasonable and definitely cheaper than a professional. And who knows what doors may open after your newfound handy DIYism. For more information, visit HouseSmartsRadio.com.
This week's Noodle-oo-doo. Whoopee! DIYism? DIYism?
Is that not a word?
It is now. you know what is important about a product like this that when they sent me the samples? It's the tape. It's what they're using so that you can stick it on the wall. And while I immediately looked at the samples and I'm like, oh, this is really good looking stuff, I, of course, immediately go to the back and I look at the actual adhesive that they're using on there. Mm-hmm. That's really high quality. That's where the money's at. It's in the tape. Because when you put this up on the wall, you want it to look really sharp.
Right.
And I love the
and
fact.
And it does. I mean, it looks, it's good looking wood.
It's, it is, wood is good, and it's really good. It's really good looking. It's funny that you said no power tools needed. I mean, you do have to cut it.
Yeah, but it says, like you just, you mark it.
Yeah.
And then you kind of make a little incision with some, what do they call it? I'm blanking on the word. Basically, they make it so you can just snap it right off.
Yeah. I would still use a little chop saw. It'd be a good excuse to buy a little power tool, a little zip, zip, you know, because it would just make the project go. But when you look at their website, where I think that the wood thing's kind of cool is as an accent. Like, you could certainly do a whole wall and it looks really cool, but if you just did like a fireplace, or if you wanted to just do a section of a wall where you almost did like a ribbon, you could even take it up onto a ceiling a little bit, which could look really cool.
Right.
You can totally be creative with this, and it literally is peel and stick, but when it's on, it looks 100% authentic, which I think is pretty cool. Go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. To learn more, we put all that stuff up there as well. There's a little click on the link, and you'll find more information about it if you would like to learn more. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Linda in Norwood Park. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
So we got a COVID pet, like many people, last year, and she's now a one-year-old large pit bull. However, she wants to go outside 42 times a day while I'm trying to work from home. So we were debating putting in a storm door with a doggy door.
Okay.
So she could kind of wander in and out. Wondering if you have a brand you prefer, if we should buy one with the factory already installed, anything specific we should be aware of when we're measuring it, etc.
Okay. We have had a doggy door on our home for 20 years, and the late great Enzo the Wonder Dog used to go in and out of that door, and even our dog before that, Barney, used to go in and out of that door, and Flo now goes in and out of that door. Larson, here's what I will tell you. In order to do this so it lasts a really long time, you need a door where the actual doggy door is a solid piece of material so that the integrity of the door stays. Larson makes a door that it's not 50-50. It's more like two-thirds. The lower portion is a wood core door that you can buy with.
Yep, that's the one we were looking at.
Right. With the doggy door already in it, you can get the dog doors in different sizes. And then you've got glass up above that you can open and close. Measuring the door to fit into the opening is exactly the same as it would be if you were putting in any other storm door. That's the same. And so, you know, there's an aluminum frame that Larson doors have that the hinge side of the door, you know, when you're ordering which way, whether it's a left-hand swing or a right-hand swing, that gets mounted onto the door jam to hold the door in place, and then the top rail and the other strike side gets mounted, you know, appropriately depending on how wide the door is. I've had really good luck with these Larson doors over the years and couldn't recommend them more. I will tell you this. I have replaced the actual doggy door just because the dog's worn it out.
Right.
But those are... I can't think of the brand right now because, but it is a...
I think it's PetSafe.
PetSafe, correct. That's it. Very good. But PetSafe, so they'd make those in that size. So Larson uses PetSafe, and it's a very flexible rubber. There's even a slide door that if you want to keep the dog in, you know, like if you've got, you know, service workers in the backyard or something like that, and you wanted to do that, you can do that to keep the dog from out of there. And then you just have to teach the dog how to go in and out of the door.
Okay. I'm sure that's not going to be a problem. She's properly motivated to go outside to chase squirrels. Mm-hmm. My other question is, since you've had one, have you ever had anything come in your house that wasn't your dog?
No, we have not, and we've always commented, like waiting for that to happen, like, because we get a lot of skunks in our yard and they're super curious, raccoons, but we have not. And I think part of that reason is, and this is just my theory, is the scent of the dog is so prevalent. Like what you'll notice is on the door, there'll be like a little residue from the dog's snout, you know, on both sides of the door where they're constantly going, you know, and so they're, yeah, you know, whatever, the dogs perspire from their noses, right? And so that little like oil or, you know, whatever liquid comes off of them will be on that door. And I think that's probably just enough to keep those animals away from that space.
Okay.
That's just my 2 cents, because we've never had anybody come in, and it works out really well. I've been really pleased with the whole thing, and my son and future daughter-in-law have a little dog, Luna, who we are still trying to teach to come in and out of the door. She isn't quite there yet, and so we may need someone to go in and out to see. And, you know, our other dog, Flo, who wants nothing to do with Luna, goes in and says, "Ha, I'm in. You stay out there. I'm not coming back inside." So, anyway.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
So we have a SunPro 75 backup battery system.
Oh, yeah, the old SunPro battery backup. Sure, yep.
So we have noticed for the last several months that instead of just doing a 10-second trickle charge of the batteries, it will occasionally run for 2 hours, 6 hours, 14 hours. And what we've learned from a voltage display that's hooked up as a battery backup system to one of our computers, that the voltage drops just randomly throughout the day. And every time it drops below a certain number, that battery backup system tends to run and run and run to the point where after 14 hours, we just need to unplug it. So we can't figure out what the problem is in terms of the voltage coming into our house, and it only seems to affect that device.
Now, how old is this system?
It is about 6 years old.
Okay, and how old are the batteries?
Well, that's kind of another story in itself. After the batteries are now 1 year old. Once my husband learned that it was running excessively, he felt that it was time to replace the batteries.
Right.
So the batteries they're now about 8 months old. And we've actually taken the device and the batteries back to the manufacturer and had both of them replaced. So it seems to boil down to possibly a voltage problem.
Hmm. All right. So you're answering your own. I mean, you're doing a very good job. I mean, you're like, I love the whole. Are you like an electrical engineer, because you're super into the whole voltage thing? I'm not looking at him, but our engineer Bob Ferguson right now is thinking, I got to meet this woman. Wow, she is really knows her voltage.
So I can't take credit for that. That is my husband. He noticed on his computer backup that, wow, every time that thing starts running, the voltage seems to be down near 114, 115, and so now we've been watching it, and then we've noticed every time the voltage.
The two of you,
low,
wait, are there pocket protector?
Running.
Are there pocket protectors? Do we have pocket protectors?
No.
Because at this point, you two with the voltage, honey, come look at the voltage. The voltage is dropping.
Okay. That is what we do. It's
right.
Kind of sad.
Right. I know it's a pandemic, but we need to get outside. You two need to go on a walk.
Yes.
No. Okay. All right, let me ask you this. On your husband's computer where he can see the voltage dropping, do we know if... Let's try... This is what I want you to try as a test. Unplug the SunPro, put it into a heavy-duty extension cord, and make sure you're specifically plugging it into a different circuit than it's plugged into right now.
We may have done that already.
Okay. Because, I mean, if there's some type of voltage drop, the other thing that we could try, too, is to make sure that it isn't a... You said you only see this voltage drop when this thing kicks on to charge.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And if we unplug it for an extended period of time, like now or this weekend, because we're not going to get any rain or anything like that that we have to worry about losing power, then, you know, we can find out if there's something going on with the grid coming into your home. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, that, you know, this is a little over my pay grade when it comes to voltage. And it sounds like you're, you know, your husband and you together, you know, the voltage twins, you got almost a little bit more of this than me from a standpoint of everything you've just described would have been the things that I would have tested, as well as if you went back to SunPro and said, hey, these things are happening, they sent you new charging units. It doesn't make any sense that it's causing this issue to see that. And the fact that it runs for an extent, since you had the charging system replaced, does it still run and charge for like 2 hours at a time?
It does. In fact, he unplugged it this morning. It had run for 14 hours.
Okay, then let me ask you, all right, let me ask you another thing. The pump itself, how old is that? Because what it could be is that there could be a drain in the pump, and that could be causing a short and causing the system to kick on. So what you could try there as a test, and you said that this, what it's doing consistently happens, like, you know, every third day or something like that?
It's pretty random.
Okay, so let's do this. You guys are both working from home, correct?
He is. I am not.
He is. Okay.
Yes.
Today, unplug that pump and just plug it into the wall.
Unplug the pump and plug the pump into the wall.
So now the SunPro is still plugged in, charging the batteries, but nothing is plugged into it. And let's test that for a few days. And if it doesn't randomly happen for a week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you still see some kind of voltage drop, I bet it's the pump itself. Because it makes no sense. Because okay. Everything else seems like it's fine. Right?
Yeah. This problem doesn't seem to affect.
So it has to be at this point. It has to be the pump itself causing a drain, and then it won't be surprised if you have to change the pump. So actually, I take back everything I said about it being above my pay grade. I think I just figured it out. Call me back next week with the good news that you solved the problem. Of course, if what I just said doesn't work, don't ever call this radio show again. Put your pocket protector in, you and your husband. How about you get outside a little bit, get some fresh air, okay? Get away from the voltage.
Yes, a year of watching this has been a little crazy. And my neighbors noticed the voltage drops on their end, too.
Really?
It happens at the same time. Yeah.
Maybe. Do they have a Sump Pro?
They do not.
They have a voltage drop, too. Well, then that... Okay,
they
so
do.
Then that's maybe a ComEd issue.
Yeah.
But let's try the pump test and see what happens. But then you may have to contact the utility to come take a look at that as well. Thanks so much for the phone.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Remember this house.
Taking your calls right here on House Smarts
it
Radio.
That it worked by hand. Yeah. It was the dream of an upright man. There was a room that was filled with love. Yeah. It was a love that I was proud of.
This hour of House Smarts Radio is also sponsored by Houseworks Daylight Saving Solutions. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. This is Connie in Algonquin. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
We're doing a first floor remodel, my husband is. And the main question is about baseboards all around. On the first floor, they're primed, but do we paint them before install or after install? Like, what is the order of your suggestion?
You said that they are primed?
They are.
Well, then you don't need to prime them again.
But paint them white for permanent paint?
Okay, so we're doing a whole remodel, like we're doing drywall, the whole nine yards?
No, more like the kitchen cabinets are being delivered, so we're remodeling that.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted a spray finish on there, then you may want to spray them first before you put them down. But I would, if it were me, I'd put it down, tape it off to the floor, paint it when it's done. You know, do your patching, nail holes, whatever you have to do with the trim after it gets installed, and then paint it once it's in place. Because the thing is that if you pre-paint it, you're going to damage it, and by the time you go touch it up, because typically trim is, you know, a semi-gloss, and so the thing is, if you go to touch up little spots where you nicked it and made damage to it, you'll get flashing, and it won't look consistent. So then you're repainting the thing anyway, and so if it's just kind of a, you know, we're not talking about a ton of lineal feet of this stuff, right? I would just put it in, install it, do your patching, paint it when you're done, you know, when it's all
in place. What do you think of the order of process for the entire project? Like, the kitchen cabinets come out Wednesday, the new ones get installed, then tear out the floor and the new floor. When do you paint the walls and when do you paint the ceiling amongst those, this whole project?
What are you doing for the floor?
Vinyl plank.
Okay, so that's going to go in after the cabinets.
Correct.
And so, traditionally, painting is the last thing. However, if you wanted to knock out the ceiling now, before you put in the new floor and stuff, that'll certainly save you some hassle just from a standpoint of putting it all in. You could knock out the ceiling, cut it down a little bit so you fill that top corner between the wall and the ceiling. That's done. You shouldn't really impact the ceiling whatsoever with the rest of the work. Then you put in your kitchen cabinets. You could paint the walls, but I would probably put the floor in because you're going to bang up against the walls. Painting should be the last thing.
Gotcha. Awesome.
All right.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Good luck with the project. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU. This is Sally in Westmont. Hi, Sally. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hi, Sally.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes. The top half of my 10-year-old front door has a glass panel that looks kind of like a Frank Lloyd Wright design. And for the first time this year, it has condensation in between the panes. I don't know how to solve that problem.
So it's like sort of like a stained glass, or it's cut glass?
No, it's kind of like with all patterns in the glass. You know, some of it is shadowed and some of it is, what do you call it, like beveled and that sort of thing.
Right.
The different little panes, but right. In between
but it's,
the
but
solid
it, but,
glass.
And what is the door itself? Is it a fiberglass door or wood door? And when you look at this glass, do you see like a piece of trim that's around it that's essentially holding that in place?
Yes.
And are there screws on either side of it, or is it all nailed in place?
I think it's all nailed in place. Yeah. I'm not looking at it right now at my daughter's house.
I mean, here's the thing. It was a piece of thermal pane glass that they mimic that style that you're looking at, and it certainly sounds like the seal has been broken.
Right.
So there's not, you could remove that piece of glass. And, I mean, there are companies out there that will reseal the glass for you. In a situation like this, you'd probably have to take the glass out of it and bring it to them to do this. Or you would get, right. I mean, this is a little bit involved here, right? Or you can replace that whole glass with a new, thermal pane inside there that may or may not match all this. And you may, let me guess, you love the door, right?
Right. But it's only 10 years old. Yeah, I do love the door.
Right. I think that you probably have to look into a glass company that could take out that.
Take out
that piece of glass, reseal it for you, and they'd have to temporarily put a piece of wood or something in there.
Okay.
Where do you live?
Westmont.
Okay. If you Google, like, get the fog out of my glass, or fog removal from thermal pane glass or something like that, you may find glass companies that do that. There's no brand or anything that I can tell you, you got to call, but there's a bunch of people that do this, and they may be able to come out and remove this for you, reseal it. It's not going to be an inexpensive proposition. It could be a couple $300 to do all this when you're all said and done, but it's probably cheaper than replacing the whole door just for the glass.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Just a minute. I have to tell you, I went to Menards.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of the guy that's in the paint section. And he said, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't do anything else, because you won't be satisfied, because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio, with me, Lou Manfredini. 877-213-4-LOU. After 9:30 this morning, we'll do our Just Text Me segment. So you can text us at that same number, 877-213-4-LOU. Let's go back to the phone lines now. This is Pam in Barrington. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I have an issue where I've got squeaky floors in certain spots, and I wondered if you had any suggestions without us having to go underneath, like in the lower level, and remove the ceiling to get to, I guess they're called floor joists. Is there anything else we could do without ripping up the ceiling?
What's the finished floor that's squeaking?
I can hardly hear you.
What is the floor that is squeaking? What type of floor is that?
They're wood floors.
Hardwood floors.
And it was built in the 60s.
Okay.
But it's not everywhere. It's
right.
Only certain spots where it's squeaky.
All right, let's try this. You got a 50-50 chance of this working. Get a block of wood, like a piece of 2x4 that is 16 inches long.
16 inches long.
I mean, it can be roughly that size. You don't be so focused on that. Wrap it in a rag.
Mm-hmm.
And then take some talcum powder or baby powder and sprinkle it over the areas where you have the squeaky. Then I want you to take a hammer. And in a perfect world, you'd have something called a baby sledge. It's like a little sledgehammer. And you're going to go with the block of wood and the baby powder, and you're going to tap this block of wood. You're not going to slam on it like you're driving a rail spike into the ground, but you're going to go bang, 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 bang. And what you're doing is you're resetting the floorboards, but you're also introducing the baby powder to the tongue and the groove of the floor.
Okay.
And it's going to act like a little lubricant. And when you do that, and you're going to do that over a certain area, and you'll go over to the other area, do that, then you'll just take a damp rag and wipe it all up. And you have a 50-50 shot of this solving your problem.
Okay, great. Okay, good advice. Thank you so much.
You got it. Happy Easter.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Barbara in Des Plaines. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Lou. We have a question about a textured, pre-finished, engineered hardwood floor. It's a dull finish, and we got some paint in the little grooves, and we were wondering if there's a way to get it out or off.
I want you to... You got an old toothbrush?
Yes.
I want you to go buy a product called Super Zilla.
Super Zilla?
Yeah. By the way, Lindsay, can you get a hold of the Super Zilla guy? Because if he does not hire me as the spokesperson of Super Zilla, then they are just wasting their time. I have two Superzilla. I have three Superzilla stories for you right now. This is for Barbara. You're going to spray this on, Barbara. where the paint is.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to let it sit there for literally 15 seconds. And then you're going to take the little toothbrush and you go, and the paint's going to come up. Then you're going to wipe it with a rag, with a dish soap and water, damp, and you're done.
And it won't hurt the finish?
Nope.
Of the floor?
Nope. So listen to this. I was at my father-in-law's house. I installed a new basement sink with my brother-in-law. He had a basement sink from 1908. And I'm not kidding you. It weighed as much as a Buick. Trust me, I moved it. And so then there was, you know, when you start dealing with old drains, anybody that's worked on a drain that's that old, you get that black gunky stuff. And when that gets on you, it is just a mess. Well, this was the next day because there was still a little leak happening. I went there. I was wearing the wrong clothes. And I got that black stuff on my jeans, my really nice jeans that I like. They're just jeans. They're not like nice jeans, but they're not. They're blue jeans that aren't nasty. And I got the black stuff on my knees, and I got home like, oh, man, I ruined these jeans that I just slipped off. Anyway, I sprayed the Superzilla on the black stuff on the knees, put it in the wash, gone, completely clean.
Really?
My wife bought a chip and dip bowl that came from Anthropology, really cute. It's like a thing with the chip, and you got the little area where you put the dip, you know? She really likes when...
Anthropology.
Right, she loves the chip and dip bowls that have the compartments. Just a little aside about my wife. She loves that. Lindsay's nodding her head. She goes, what's not...
I agree with that.
Right? Lindsay's like, what's not to love about stuff like that? So it had a sticker on the side of it, and she's struggling to get the sticker off. I'm like, here, let me try that. You know, I'll do that. Don't break your nail. And so I'm trying to get the sticker off. I can't get the sticker off. I go over to the sink, and I fill, and I get a little warm water and dish soap, thinking I'm going to scrub it off. I take my chore boy, and I try to get the thing off. I can't get it off. I'm like, who is the person at Anthropology that makes the chip and dip bowl and puts this sticker on to drive me crazy? Then all of a sudden, I go, huh. I reach down under the counter. I wipe away the water that I just put there. I take the Superzilla. I put one little squirt on the sticker. I am not kidding you. I take my index finger and I go completely off.
How did you go?
Oh, she's giving it back to me.
She's giving it back to me.
Wait a minute.
That was amazing.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Who? Do not let this woman call here again.
That was awesome.
I'm telling you, you call those Superzilla people, I should be their spokesperson, for crying out loud. I'll tell you what, Barbara, you're so funny.
You should be.
I'm going to put you on hold. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you out a House Smarts radio hat because you're funny. And it is sponsored by our friends at Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. If maybe you're working remotely and you don't have enough space, well, Cobblestone Remodeling can help you. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com. 773-661-0606 is the phone number. And you just hang on right there, and then we will get that information to you as well so you can get that nice House Smarts radio hat. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We're going to do our Just Text Me segment. You can send some text messages if you'd like to that phone number, and we'll answer those.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy, look.
It's that easy.
And send.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio. It's so
funny. Just text me. You can text me at 877-213-4LOU. Just don't text me and drive. 877-213-4568. We'll also get back to your phone calls, but Lindsay has a few text messages that we can talk about this morning.
I do. All right. So this is from Joe in Rock Island.
Wait, real quick, before you do that, I do want to talk about, you know, Misericordia Candy Days typically have always been the last weekend in April. And obviously, with the pandemic, it's been something that's gone virtual. Well, we have created, that's going to launch next week, the Lou's Virtual Candy Jar that you'll find at WGNRadio.com if you'd like to participate in supporting Misericordia Candy Days, which is a a big fundraiser for the organization, and we may have a couple of sponsors that are part of that as well. We're still working on that with some match programs, which is very nice, and so essentially whatever your donation is, it'll get doubled. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk about it next week when it's ready to go. But I will say that the candy jar that they've created, the virtual candy jar, it looks delicious.
Well, who doesn't love
candy?
A good Jelly Belly.
I know. All right, go ahead.
All right, let's see. Joe says she's got a covered, screened-in back porch with concrete. It's a concrete floor. Mm-hmm. It faces north. It was painted 30 years ago. She doesn't want to repaint it, so what can she use to cover it? She thought she heard you talking about something.
What could she use to cover it? Oh.
Like to, like, re... I want to paint it again.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it is a covered porch, then you could certainly do something like a luxury vinyl tile, which is 100% waterproof. As long as the floor is flat and it's sound, this all clicks together. And because it's 100% waterproof, if a water got on there or moisture, it isn't going to matter. And you'll probably be really happy with the upgrade in the look. But the key with it is, I mean, the nice thing about the luxury vinyl as opposed to traditional laminate flooring is that it settles or it rests into place. And so after it has a chance to lie there for, you know, maybe a couple of weeks, it will sort of take the shape of whatever the floor is underneath there. But it won't, there's huge dips, it'll follow that as well. So as long as it's flat and it's solid, you could use a luxury vinyl tile out there, which would look really nice.
All right. Next, this is from an 847. They say, ladybugs are overrunning our house.
Oh,
what
my gosh.
Can I use to
keep them
away? Looking
at ladybugs right now. Yeah. I mean, they're good luck. I am not a ladybug killer. And I see the ladybugs and I'm going, I love the ladybugs. That's good luck. But if you are really, you know, an evil person and you want to kill a ladybug, then your best bet is to just vacuum them up. And you can use a couple things. There is a product called, the best thing to do is there's something called boric acid, which is a powder, and it's sort of the secret in the of the exterminating world, and you could sprinkle a little bit on the counter, or not the counter, but like on a windowsill, and when they go across it, it goes into their ectoskeleton. The other thing you can use is my favorite product. What am I going to say, Lindsay? Best name, can't spell it. Diatomaceous earth.
Oh, yeah, diatomaceous earth. Spell it for us.
No, starts with a D. That actually would make more sense to use inside, and when they go across the diatomaceous earth, that gets into the ectoskeleton as well. Vacuum it, use the diatomaceous earth, and that will help to limit the amount of ladybugs. But remember, they're good luck. Last one.
Right. Bad luck, 7 years. Mm-hmm. 312 says, what do you do with the gasoline that you have when you empty your snowblower at the end of the year?
Pour it in the tank of my car. And then your car will burn it up. So if you're going to pour it into or if you have a lawnmower, if you're, you know, you can use that in another piece of gas equipment, but you can certainly use that fuel. Again, a little bit of fuel like that won't really cause any problem. If you put it into a gas-safe container, then you could burn it into another combustible engine that takes the appropriate fuel. That's our Just Text Me segment, 877-213-4-LOU. Lindsay has one other thing that you wanted to mention this morning.
I do. Can I just give a quick plug to something that I was fortunate enough to attend last weekend,
sure.
Or last week, I should say. So I went to, I'm a huge fan of the TV show Friends. Lou, I know you don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Lou's
yeah.
not a
oh,
Friends
right,
fan,
oh,
which is like,
got
to
all
me,
the pictures. Okay. Yep.
Thing. But I am the longest time fan, so much we are constantly quoting the lines, my family and I. It's I mean, I could take anybody in trivia. But so when this thing came through on one of the feeds that I was reading about this friend's experience or live experience that was coming to Chicago. So
you're doing a great job. Keep going.
Long story, but I know we ended up going to the friend's experience is happening at the Northbridge Shops on Michigan Avenue, and it's running there through May. It was this 2-story, 12-room exhibit, I should say, that had different scenes set up from the show. So you get to go, and it's like this huge photo opportunity. You could take photos on the big orange couch. You could go into Monica's kitchen. You could go onto their front porch and take it was the coolest thing, and they set it up so well.
Did I see you and Michelle? Did I see a picture of you and Michelle carrying up couch up some stairs or something? That's like a whole big scene?
Oh, that's the pivot. Yes. So the scene where Ross is trying to get the couch, and he didn't measure it properly. They're trying to get it up the stairs, and he's going, pivot! Anybody that watches the show knows that line.
It is an Instagram. So it was just it super is an cool. Instagram Lollapalooza for people that love Friends, right? Because you
absolutely
take all these pictures and throw it all out there.
Right. Tickets are available on thefriendsexperience.com. I think it's there through May. It opened up in the fall, but it was shut down because of COVID. But they just reopened weeks ago, and it is the funnest, is that a word, the most fun thing. So check it out if you are a Friends fan, for sure.
Right, give the because they were nice enough to send you press passes to go there, correct, to let you into the place. So how do people learn more about it?
They actually sent them to you, and you're like, I don't get it.
Right.
What are you, like a Seinfeld? I feel like you're either a Friends fan or a Seinfeld fan.
No.
Are you either of the two?
No, I go to the It's a Wonderful Life experience.
I know. All right, fine.
Okay.
Fine.
How do people sign up for this? Because I'm sure you need a reservation, correct?
I think so. I know you get tickets at thefriendsexperience.com. All the information is up there.
That's awesome. All right, well, I'm glad you had fun.
You might be able to walk in.
Good. All right, good.
Now back to Lou, taking your calls live right now on House Smarts Radio. You get a line and I'll
get a pole, honey. Welcome back. You get a line and I'll get a pole. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Georgia in Downers Grove. Hi, Georgia.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's
going
on?
This is Georgia from Spain. We met in Spain.
Oh, how are you? Nice to hear from you. How may I help you this morning?
All right. I'm going to be doing I have two outer decks.
Well, she just hung up on us. Oh, call back, Georgia. What happened? We lost Georgia there for a second. Sorry about that. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Georgia, call back again. I think that I heard you rustling with the phone, and I think we just lost you there for a quick second. So we're happy to take your phone call if you want to call back again. Let's switch on over and talk with Sandy, who is in St. Anne. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I want to have somebody come out and help me with my outdoor lighting situation. It's pretty dark out here around the country, and I want to have some decorative or just some nice lighting on the house. And I wondered if you could recommend somebody who could come out here and do that for me.
Tell me where you are, Sandy.
It's St. Anne, Illinois. It's near Kankakee, about 7 miles from Kankakee.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a specific recommendation for you down there. The only thing that I could probably recommend where you might be able to find somebody is if you go to the NARI website, NARI.org. So that's the National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
Okay.
And you go there, and there's a section where you will go to the homeowner section, and then it'll see find a contractor right in your area. You'll plug in your zip code, And
And
then when you do that, you plug in your zip code, you'll be able to then find contractors, and there should be electrical contractors that are part of that that area there that you could contact, and it'd be a really good resource for you to check out.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate that, because we've gone to some of the electrical stores here, and they're really not a lot of help. You know, they'll send us with a light and say, try this, but that's, I want somebody to tell me where to place them.
Right.
You know, right. Appreciate this help.
No. Now, is this lighting you want to put on your home or in, like, for landscape lighting?
Landscape lighting, I guess, to shine on our home. We want to light up our house.
I see. If you went to a landscape contractor, okay, now Neri won't necessarily help you with this, but a full-service landscaping contractor, many of them offer what's called nightscaping, okay? They'll do the lighting as well, and they can help to design it for you, and that might be the way to go too. Are you familiar with any full service landscapers in your area?
Oh yes, we are. Yes.
So you just want to ask them if they offer what's called nightscaping, and that would be something to ask them as well. But you may not find that person on Neri's website, but a full service landscaper could do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I appreciate that information.
You're absolutely. Hold on, I'm just. I want to make sure that you're still there, and I want to. We're going to send you out a House Smarts Radio hat as well. So hang on one second, so we can get your information. The House Smarts Radio hats are sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Maybe you're working remotely. You don't have enough room. Well, you can let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace for your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. We've just got a couple minutes left in the show, so if you'd like to get through and you have any questions, happy to help you with. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful day outside. And if you want to do a little bit of work, when we were talking, was it last week, I think, with my friend Joe Polina, it's starting to warm up. Those forsythias, his wives' tale, actually comes from the great Jim Fazell, is when you start to see those yellow flowers on the forsythias, then you can start to put that pre-emergent down. So if you're someone that does the four-step plan on the landscaping, you absolutely can get started. Get out there, do a little bit of raking, clean up. Maybe you could rent a lawn aerator or rent a lawn rake to get all that thatch out of the grass. This is a great weekend to do it because we're finally getting that warm weather. And you're going to do some seeding. Remember this, that if you're doing seeding, you want to make sure that if you're going to do a four-step plan, the first step has to be the one that says for seeding. If you use the regular one, you're going to not allow that seed to germinate. So you got to be very specific about that. But the other thing is, there's a big movement now for a lot of people doing organics. And there's a lot more available to you when it comes to products that are more natural on the lawn. And it might be something you may want to consider as well. It's completely up to you how you want to do that. But it really can make a huge difference. And I think that you'll find that going with a more natural, while you may use a little bit more product, better for the environment, better for your family, especially if you have young kids crawling around on there, that certainly can be a benefit to you. Okay, 877-213-4LOU. We'll take a quick break. Well, we tried to have Georgia again. We missed it by that much. Here's the thing. Got to turn that radio down, because when you hear me on the radio, it's not what you're hearing on the phone. Thank you, Lindsay, for producing. Thank you, Bob Ferguson, for pushing all the buttons. Don Kleppen on news, and Mark Carmen filling in for the great Joe Brand. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio. Happy Easter, everyone. Enjoy the weekend and stay safe.